I'm at the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day and having the opportunity to meet and visit Kevin Cruise. And Kevin, I know you are president of the company here. Tell me, first of all, you've got a great event taking place as we speak here. What are some of the thoughts that you have in terms of putting on this event today, and what does that mean to your company, do you think?
Sure. Well, this is an event that we haven't done in the past, so we're excited about it. This is a big event. We're really viewing this as an investment in our dealers and in our brand name. I'm a third-generation feed miller with this company. My grandfather started the company, OH Cruise, and the Cruise Perfection brand has been especially in the Southern California region, since 1935. So we're looking at this as a way to kind of not reinvent our brand, but re-present our brand out to the marketplace.
You've got a great group of people that are coming in here today, and tonight we're going to get together for dinner. What are some of the things you want to say and let these folks know about the company today?
Again, just to remind them that we're a family business and that they're part of our family. We really appreciate and we're proud to be doing business with these people. They're a lot of them are longtime members of our group, have been loyal dealers. We appreciate that. So it's a thank you, and it's a discussion of how we can work together to improve both of our businesses. That's the focus, I think, today. So hopefully they're taking some things home that's going to grow their business, and along with it, they'll grow our business.
Yeah, I that concept just makes perfect sense to me from a business standpoint. I know I've been able to participate in some of the things like the tours we've already had today of the feed mill, the pet food facility. I've been impressed with the employees making a real point to say thank you to all of the customers that you have here today. Maybe just a comment on that family, if that's the way you view it.
I think that's the way you view it. I will say this not only brings hopefully some goodwill, good business opportunity to our dealers and our customers, but we view it so much as I think we're going to have 80 employees here tonight. We want our employees to be here. They're part of our team, of course, but they're part of no matter what role you may be playing, everybody plays a role in being a face to the dealer or to our customers. So we love this type of opportunity to give them a chance to interact with our customers, interact with them, and put a face to the name. So yes, we're excited about having our employees here as well.
How about some comments on what you see as the current challenges and changes that you see in your industry today?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we are in the most challenging time, speaking for my career, 25 or 30 years, that we've ever seen. And it's not only to our dealers, but it's to all of our commercial customers as well. I think anybody that's feeding an animal right now recognizes that it's very expensive. Commercial side, there is no profit right now. So it's difficult. And again, that's another reason why this timing is right. We can talk together and work on ways that we can turn a problem into an opportunity. So those are things. But no doubt there's a lot of issues, but there's also a lot of opportunities.
Well, just before we close, a little look ahead. What are your thoughts or vision for the future of OH Cruise?
We want to grow on all fronts of our business. We continue to want to diversify. We've been more focused on the commercial side of our feed business for, let's say, the previous 20 years right now, or 12 years, let's call it. And we're really making a push now on our sack feed division, OH Cruise Grain and Milling business, to really grow that. So that's one of our focuses, along with that pet food molds into that and other companion animals. So that is one of our missions right now, is to diversify away from commercial and spend more time focusing on our retail accounts.
How about as you look at just territory? I mean, do you see an opportunity to continue maybe to expand in that territory?
We do. We've considered ourselves a West Coast company. It is where our focus is. But we see some opportunities, especially when you get to Arizona and Nevada. We just built a new facility over in Arizona that we're excited about. It's not fully capable to do the companion animal feeds yet, but we're going to move that direction. So that'll definitely expand us out. And but in California, California, Nevada, and Arizona, there's a lot of areas of the state we're not covering yet, and we want to continue to grow.
So when your dealer customers leave here today, What would you like them to be thinking about when they think about their time here today and the company?
Well, definitely like to think of the company that they have somebody that is a family-oriented business, just like their business is. We're here for me. We're not a corporate company that you can't get all the way to myself. They want to talk to me, and I do talk to our feed dealers. We want to bring them tools and products that they really want and need. Again, so we want to give them things that are going to grow their business. And we've put a lot of focus here recently on the new dog food line. It's actually just getting introduced today. But all our lines of feeds we're focused on all the time trying to grow. So, again, the main thing is they come away, they have more faces with the names, and they have know that they have a company that's dedicated to building their business.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity myself to be here today as you do this first-time event. That's Kevin Cruz. He is president here of OH Cruz, and we are at the Dealer Appreciation Event taking place in Tulare, California. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.